Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about, is renting wheel loaders a good business? And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The construction activities have increased due to the increase in population. Many big and startup construction companies cannot afford to buy and maintain all the new equipment for their work, especially in case of a short-term projects. Hence, they prefer to buy heavy equipment and machines on rental basis at an affordable price and return after use, basically calling people like B&R Equipment to rent it. Thus, the rental business is profitable and booming. It is observed that many equipment rentals only rent specific machines and do not keep all types of heavy equipment. It is because they have studied the market and functional aspects of the equipment. Since most of the heavy equipment are multifunctional, being in the rental business of the specific equipment can be a good idea as it saves the cost of buying and maintaining different equipment. And again, we got another sponsor of this podcast that we're affiliated with. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Shirts, hats, suits, shoes, boots, belts, anything with the cat logo on it. Go to this, which is affiliate link, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat/hats. Go and purchase some, and this will help pay for the podcast. All right, here we go back to the podcast. Wheel loaders, which are front-end loaders or bucket loaders, is one of the widely used machines in construction. It is primarily used in construction applications such as material handling, digging, load and carry, and road building, and some even are used for waste handling. They are versatile and have good payload capacities to perform multifunction at low cost. They are very much required in many, many construction projects. However, they are a little expensive in certain ways if you buy ones on certain ones. The Tier 4 component models, the cost of the new machines is more than it has been in the past. A survey report that overall the heavy machinery rentals have jumped by 75% in 2013 to 2014 alone, with the wheel loader rentals soaring of 273%. Thus, the renting of the wheel loaders is a profitable business due to the following reasons. Okay, number one, it has been observed that as a result of the engine refinements made to the machines, their cost now ranges from between $86,000 all the way up to $245,000, even higher. Due to the enormous cost factor, most individual contractors and small and big business construction companies purchase either a single one or an entire fleet of wheel loaders on a rental basis. This becomes more efficient. Two, there is an overall downfall in the economy, and purchasing such expensive machines is not affordable to many construction industries. Hence, they prefer to put them on rent. Three, buyers are also interested in the new models of the wheel loaders since they are easy to operate and have advanced technology and increased speed. The new models include features such as one, electric loader as compared to the diesel or gasoline engines, another range of attachments such as grappler, forks, buckets, and various sizes, which they all had that before, but you know, now it's a little easier. Reduction in fuel transmission, good cab for the operator to get a greater range of visibility of all sides. You know, we're always worried about our operators. These factors increase productivity at workplace, and if the rental service provider can add such advanced wheel loaders to their fleet and provide a rental basis, then it becomes their business and they become a client of yours. Okay. So, And number four, new point, the rental service provider should have good business plan and strategy and advertise in newspapers, websites, publications, everywhere, know about their expenses. Owning a store, ability to purchase these high-end equipment, maintenance, and repair the machines, water, electric bill. They should have a good store to provide you with all those components. Number five, buying used equipment on a rental basis is common for short duration projects. Hence, they are in demand. The rental service provider can also look for options of renting used or secondhand wheel loaders too, since purchasing such equipment is costs affordable. However, they can carefully choose the such machines that will undergo less wear and tear and their parts availability. And six, the rental service providers should be careful while renting expensive and used wheel loaders to the buyers. They should understand the nature of the work required for the customer and should guide them properly. They should keep the customer to choose appropriate model of the wheel loader with the proper loading and bucket capacity. However, they should make sure that the buyer has the capabilities to pay the rental amount and would take care of the machine and will return it in good working condition. After all the terms and conditions are accepted for both parties, a rental agreement has to be made between the rental buyer, rental purchaser, and the prospective buyer. Basically, that's it. You know, the rental business is great, but you got to work good with your customers and understand what their needs are and then give them the proper equipment. All right, you got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.